So now we can discuss some of the obstacles that you might be encountering. And the first two obstacles, or the main obstacles that we encounter in meditation, are dullness and distraction. And I've discussed them briefly before, but let's look at them and some of the antidotes in a little bit more detail. The first is dullness, where we sit down to meditate and we try to, and we're very tired, it's the end of the day perhaps, and we're trying to concentrate on our meditation object, and our mind just seems to go sort of more and more dull. So there are a few different things you can check or change to try to get your mind a little bit more alert. The first is to check your posture. Make sure your back's nice and straight and you're sitting up straight. Go back into the 7-point Virachayana posture and make sure that your body is sitting up straight. This will help awareness. The next is to, if you think this might be a problem, make sure you're sort of meditating in a room with plenty of fresh air, possibly on the colder side, the warmth will make us go to sleep. So if it's fresh and a little bit cool, that will be good. And then if you need to, you can actually take a few mini breaks. So if you are getting dull, try practicing really hard for about 3 to 5 minutes, and then just have a little bit of a break. And if you're really dull, you may need to even just get up and stretch a little bit, or maybe even do a walking meditation. And then outside of the meditation, there are some sort of things to do. You can actually have a lighter diet, like not so much heavy food. You can sort of make sure that there's lots of inspirational things, like if you can actually meditate in an inspirational place, like a mountaintop or something, that'll obviously help. The other thing to do is to get really motivated, and you can read books on meditation or the benefits of meditation, or one of the best things to do is actually read some of the biographies of great meditators of the past and see what they've been able to achieve. And this is really motivating. It makes you say, yes, I really want to meditate. And that'll actually increase the excitement and get rid of dullness. So now, with excitement, if you're in the meditation, you're feeling that you're getting distracted, you need to increase mindfulness. So make an effort to really get on and come back to the meditation object as many times as possible. Now, if that's not working, the reason why you're getting distracted is actually because of clinging. So you need some sort of detachment from your worldly affairs. And one of the ways to do this is actually to meditate on the more unpleasant things. So meditate on the sufferings of others, meditating on the difficulties of the world. And what this will do is, first of all, it'll put your own problems in perspective. So if you meditate on some of the really difficult, horrible things that happen to other people, your little stresses will be reduced by comparison. So they won't have so much pull on you. It'll also cause a sort of a sobering effect. You feel a lot more circumspect when you realize some of the difficulties that other people are going on. And sometimes, if you want to use sort of a nuclear weapon, you can meditate on really strong thoughts. Like if you meditate on some real horrible things like a car accident, it doesn't sound very pleasant, but I can assure you that it'll jolt your mind right back into the meditation space. So that's up to you. Another thing is to again get more motivated. If you meditate on the things like the unpredictability of death, how at any time all of us might die, that again makes our distractions seem less important. So we come back to what's really important, which is creating peace in our mind. We can also meditate, make ourselves very small by meditating on how little effort we've put into our meditation so far, and that reinforces our sort of willpower and our concentration to try harder. So all of these little tricks help us bring back to focusing on the meditation and gaining more mindfulness and get less prone to distraction. And now the final tip, I guess, that I really wanted to share with you as you progress in your meditation is the idea of the mini break. Now, taking mini breaks is helpful for a couple of reasons. First of all, the mind is very good at sort of working in bursts of concentration. So if you try to put in a lot of effort for 3 to 5 minutes and then have like a 1 minute mini break, this tends to actually increase the power of the mind better than if you sort of do it constantly. Just as an aside, I actually saw a program the other day which showed that little bursts of 20 seconds of incredibly strenuous exercise provides as much of the benefits of exercise as if you did sort of a gym workout for an hour or so. Anyway, that's just a little bit of an aside, but it's similar in the case of the mind. If you try really hard to meditate on the meditation object for a short while and then take a rest, that will help you in your practice. The other thing is to, again, get sort of over attachment to one way or another. So if you meditate for short periods of time, then you can sort of get over both aversion to making those short periods to meditating, because you promise yourself a certain period of time to meditate and you need to just sort of go ahead and do it. Also, if you're meditating well, you actually can come up with attachment. You really want to keep going perhaps after a few minutes. And if you force yourself to take a break, then again, you're reducing the attachment that you have when the meditation is going well. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is actually having a mind that is so flexible that it can be at peace when things are going well and when things are not going well. So good luck with that, and we'll now talk about what happens as you progress along the path.